necessarily about, you know, miracles, but sometimes those who are skeptical of Christianity come at Christians with this sort of, well, no, we need more proof now and more. And, oh, you answered that question? Great, I've got three more. You know, sometimes that's just a smokescreen. Sometimes those aren't genuine questions. Sometimes that's just a, yeah, if I didn't trip you up with that one, I'm going to find a new one to trip you up with. Jesus knows that the disciples, they're worried about lunch, they're worried about bread. But he refocuses them on the main point because he's trying to warn them about something deeper than just the next meal. Those questions are deeply challenging. They actually come from a picture out of Isaiah that we've already seen even earlier in Mark. Because earlier, this kind of seeing, but not really seeing, this hearing, but not actually hearing, that picture was applied to those who are outside the faith, those who are not coming to Jesus from a desire to understand. Here, Jesus turns that around, right? He's basically challenging the disciples. Hey, are you some of those outsiders? Don't you understand? You know, you are seeing these miracles. You are hearing my teachings, but are you not actually seeing them? Are you not really hearing them? How does Jesus then apply it? Well, he reminds them of what they've seen, what they've heard. Right, these two feedings, the 5,000, the 4,000. And notice how his questions are very specific to how he provided, right? When I broke. Christ challenges the disciples by saying, in essence, that hey, you've seen these miracles. You've experienced them yourselves, and yet now you're all worried about bread, you're worried about lunch instead of what I'm trying to teach you. Sometimes we major on the wrong things, don't we? We're just oblivious, you know, we miss the most important things because we're fixated on something else. And we're distracted. Our world fills us with even more distractions. This is easy to do, but that doesn't mean it's good to do. So what must we see here? Well, the first thing is to realize the point of the feeding of the 5,000 and the point of the feeding of the 4,000 might not be what you think. I mean, these are some of the best known miracles in the entire Bible. Ironically, I think that because of how they're often taught on, we're just as apt to misunderstand them as the disciples. So let's make sure we grasp this. The point of those two miracles, it was not anything different than any other miracle that Jesus did, because the point was always about the one working the miracles. It was never about the miracle itself. The focus is always on Jesus. So it's not